This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military says it has proof that Iranian forces are on the ground in Crimea, Ukraine, supporting the Russian military attacks against Ukrainian targets. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says they have evidence Iranian forces were involved in the drone attacks on Ukraine's power stations and other key infrastructure.
We continue to see Iran be complicit in terms of exporting terror, not only in the Middle East region, but now also to Ukraine.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Russian military would need Iran's help with the drones, which he says were made in Iran.
It follows that they would need a little training on how to pilot these things.
Tehran continues to deny that its forces have been in Crimea supporting Russian drone attacks, to which the Pentagon responds.
It's obvious that they're lying.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned on Thursday after just 44 days in office. Her departure was prompted by an economic plan that sent financial markets into a tailspin, led to shakeups in her cabinet, and divided her ruling Conservative Party. She's the shortest-serving prime minister in British history. In comments delivered at a podium in front of the prime minister's residence in London, Truss said she recognized that she could not deliver the mandate on which she was elected by the Conservative Party. She said she'll serve until a replacement is selected. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden on Thursday called the British prime minister a good partner in supporting Ukraine to defend itself against Russian aggression. He said there shouldn't be any political potential spillover effects on the U.S. economy. This is VOA News. Nationwide demonstrations in Iran following the death of a young woman in police custody continued for a 33rd consecutive day on Thursday. UN human rights officials denounced the Islamic Republic's violent crackdown on anti-government protests as a violation of international law and called on Iranian authorities to end their deadly crackdown against peaceful demonstrators. The protests started in mid-September after the arrest and death days later of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. She had been held by Iran's morality police for failing to properly cover her hair with a hijab. The group Human Rights Iran said this week the death toll from the crackdown on the ongoing nationwide protests has so far reached at least 215, of which 27 were children. The Syrian government and Palestinian militant group Hamas publicly resumed ties this week after a decade of estrangement, a move experts believe could have significant regional implications. A high-ranking Hamas-led Palestinian delegation met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Wednesday in Damascus. It was the first such visit in 10 years. Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, had severed its ties with the Syrian government in 2012 in response to the latter's crackdown on anti-government protests at the beginning of the country's conflict. President Biden is touting a nearly rebuilt Pittsburgh Bridge as a win for his administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The Fern Hollow Bridge became a symbol of the nation's troubled infrastructure when it collapsed in January, hours before the president was to visit Pittsburgh. He stopped by to see the damage and came back with the rebuilding nearly complete.
And by Christmas, God willing, we'll be walking. I'm coming back to walk over to sucker.
Saying his infrastructure law helps speed that timeline and is helping rebuild the nation.
When you see these projects in your neighborhoods, cranes going up, shovels in the ground, I want you to feel the way I feel. Pride.
It was the president's latest stop in a bid to sell his administration's accomplishments with the midterm elections fewer than 3 weeks away. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
About 50 people were killed and nearly 300 injured in violence that broke out in Chad on Thursday as hundreds took to the streets to demand a quicker transition to democratic rule. And recapping our top story this hour, the U.S. military says it has proof that Iranian forces are on the ground in Crimea, Ukraine, supporting the Russian military attacking Ukrainian targets. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.